not here. Your dream. Okay. Okay, this isn't funny anymore. I need to wake up. You need to go away, okay? Just go away. Oh my God, Max.
First day of school, third grade. I'm standing by the lunch line arguing with that ass Mr. Trevers. He tells me that the cafeteria won't take my food stamps. I say, they're for food, aren't they? And he looks down on me. He says, with that scraggly mustache and that stupid comb over, he says, I don't take lip from welfare punks. I'm about to kick his balls up into his throat. But then I feel someone watching me. It feels like a heat lamp turned on the back of my neck, and I turn around and there you are. And you're sitting at a table all by yourself. And you're just staring right at me. So I walk over and I sit down. You're still staring at me with those big eyes. And, you pushed your tray of food over to me and you say, you can have my lunch. Right then, I knew you were different. No, but you were different like I was different. Only people liked you and they wanted you around. I want you around. I want you around. Please don't go.
For that lunch.
Hey, guys! Guys, come on, get in here quick!
Jess.
Where are you? Vitals are steady. Temperature's down to 102. God, I need a cigarette.
I was somewhere else, but I followed your voice back.
All right, Clayton, listen. You have got to take control of this.
I can't. I have to go to her. I have to. She's the love of my life.
Look at me. Listen to me. I have spent the last 10 years of my life trying to find a cure for you, Clayton. I have stolen patents for you. God, Clayton, I've even killed people for you. I didn't come this far to see you just throw it all away on some adolescent crash.
It's more than that. It's Max. He wants to take over. I can feel him fighting for control. He wants to be with Liz. Be with Liz.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get rid of that girl.
Liz? No. No, I love her.
No, Clayton, you are not thinking clearly. Look, you don't love her. Max does. As long as she's alive, he has something to hold on to, something to fight for. But see, if she were dead, he would have to give up. Then all those voices in your head would stop.
No, I love her.
Don't say that. Just forget about that. You have to kill her. Clayton, you have to kill the thing you love to be free. You have to kill the one you love to be free. Clayton, you have to kill her. Do you understand what I'm saying? Clayton. Damn it, Clayton, listen to me. Strap on a pair and take control here. You have to kill the one you love to be free. You have to kill.
Liz.